Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You dress the way you do so people think a certain way about
you.
Yeah,
you look sharp.
Yeah. Whether you want to look professional, approachable, standoffish, whether or not you're doing it on purpose, your clothes give that impression.
Okay.
And it's with that in mind, we're going to talk about a man who is going to do fantastic at a new job he just got.
And you know why.
Yeah, I do. We don't know anything about him. We don't know anything about his job.
But it's a smart guy job.
Oh, it's a total smart guy job. One piece of clothing he was wearing in a single picture tells us everything we need to know about how he will be able to perform. Because sometimes there are articles of clothing, things that you wear, that only smart people can pull off.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Right? It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So a small story in the DNC that won't get too many people all that excited.
What's going on?
Well, the Ontario County Historical Society hired a new executive director.
Thank God. They've been struggling looking for a guy.
Well, look, good for them. Good for him.
All right.
Someone, this is a job, if you get it, you need to be really smart and know your stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they have a picture in the paper of the guy they hired.
Okay.
And he's a younger guy. I would say probably early 30s.
All right.
And I know nothing about this man, yet he is going to do an unbelievably good job.
Based on what?
What he is wearing in the picture, because this thing only smart people can pull
off.
What
douchey thing is he wearing?
This gentleman with his brand new smart guy job is wearing a bow tie.
A bow tie? What?
He's wearing a bow tie. Younger guy wearing a bow tie. He's not in a wedding.
Right.
He's just wearing it to work. He's got a bow tie on.
So you're saying like daily bow tie guy.
Daily bow tie young guy. No one who is dumb can wear a bow tie on a daily basis.
It's a weird look.
I'm not saying it's a good look. I mean, this guy pulls it off just fine.
I mean, it's just not a... You look like you're trying to... You look like a little boy. You do. Like, if I see a grown man, like,
well,
you look like a child.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's like you in a bow tie, yes, you would look like a small child.
Or in a blazer or in a pair of jeans. I mean, whatever you're wearing, you look like a small boy.
So you're saying bow tie, smart guy.
No one who is dumb, you have to be smart guy to pull that bow tie off. And because of this bow tie, this guy is going to be the best damn director of the Ontario County Historical Society in history.
Allow me to completely destroy your theory and I don't have to leave my house.
Okay, go ahead.
My father wore a bow tie. He even knew how to tie a bow tie, which I couldn't do in a thousand attempts.
All right, let me be clear. There is a generational difference.
Oh, okay.
No, you didn't say that up front.
You're saying until I brought up my father.
Person who almost goes out of their way to sport the bow tie because it wasn't meant for them.
Okay, now we're getting way too complicated. Okay. Let me put it this way.
Okay.
There are lots of things that idiots
office
wore.
Office bow tie guy.
In the 50s and 60s that if they were worn today, you have to be a smart guy to pull it off. Right? Like, every jackass wore spats at one point. You see a guy in spats now. That's a fancy guy, not a smart guy. Okay. All right.
So... daily office bow tie guy.
Daily bow tie guy. You have to be smart to pull off bow tie. Mm-hmm. There are clothes that make people look smart. You can only wear them if you are smart. You look at that man. You look at that woman. You know nothing about them. But you know they have brains just based on what they're wearing. 2226000. What are those things you see they're wearing? You know they're smart.
Okay.
Because you're saying bow ties a no. Maybe a non-smart guy that wears a bow tie on a daily basis.
I don't know. No.
Ben Stein. Smart.
Ben Stein's
money. Yeah.
Right. Orville Redenbacher.
Orville, super smart, invented popcorn.
Well, he didn't invent it.
He invented popcorn.
He made a lot of money on popcorn.
Colonel Sanders, is that a bow tie?
That's an ass. That's like
one of those, he's not wearing an ascot.
That's one of them southern bow ties.
Oh, yeah, what do they call them?
It's not a bolo tie. No, bolo tie
bolo's
pulls
like
up. It's a Kentucky bow tie.
Kentucky bow tie. Well, nobody's smart in Kentucky.
Really? Because that guy grew his franchise nationwide out of one gas station chicken shop. Who's smart now, dumbass? And he killed a guy.
Did he really?
He shot a guy to death in self-defense.
I did not know that.
Just to watch him die. No, I'm telling you, that's a true story. He killed a guy.
All right, so I'm trying to think, like, because I would have said sissy boy with a bow tie, but you're saying smart guy.
Well, I mean, look.
Well, a sissy guy could also be smart guy.
Yeah, those things are not mutually exclusive to all each right. other. But I don't think a guy wearing a bow tie is a sissy guy. Do you?
Yeah. Why? It's a sissy look.
Okay.
It's like a little boy look.
Bro.
All right, how about this?
Okay.
Monogram on the cuff.
No. Nope.
Like a dress shirt with the monogram.
Monogram cuff guy is not smart guy. Monogram cuff guy is douche.
Well, I agree. He is a douche, but is he also smart? You could be a smart douche.
There are two guys that I know, we both know personally.
Across the street.
Yeah. That have monograms on the shirt.
Yeah.
Those smart guys? You look at those guys and you think intelligence?
No.
In fact, I would make the argument that monogram on shirt makes you less smart. I will. Okay. It takes intelligent points.
Yeah, because you don't even know what your name is. You got to keep referring to your cuff. How about this, though?
Okay.
Keep him with the cuff. Actual cufflink shirt. Like the shirt that you have to put the cufflink in.
I think we're on a different wavelength here.
Yeah.
Because that says douche to me, too.
Yeah, but it also says success.
But success and smart are not two. They don't go side by side.
Right, you usually need one to get the other.
Bro.
You're saying success. I say tries too hard to look successful.
Ooh. Okay.
You know?
So what else could I do to look smart?
All right, 2226,000.
Ooh, pipe.
Pipe might be a good one. Pipe. No, because you have a pipe, and you're an idiot.
And you would mock somebody, especially a young person with a pipe.
But he'd also mock
like,
young person.
You don't even know what you're doing. You're douche, hipster douche.
But he'd also mock young guy with a bow tie, and young guy with a bow tie is smart.
True.
All right, 2226,000. Kimmy, real quick before we go to the phones, somebody's wearing it and it makes them smart automatically. You know,
see, like
smart.
I was trying to think of like a specific thing, but then I would think of somebody dumb I know who wears it, and it cancels it all out.
Okay.
Could I carry something?
Like it only takes one person to ruin that item of clothing.
Okay, what do you think?
And now this is old school. I don't know if guys even do this anymore. Attaché case.
Briefcase?
No, but the business one. It's the skinny one.
I know, okay.
Yeah, it's like you're like an executive. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in forever.
Maybe you don't need it because you got the phone, but I don't know.
I would think, you're right. If I saw that, I would think that person has to be smart.
Right.
I would think,
What if he's handcuffed to it, like the Blues Brothers? Because that's the documents are so important, you have to chop off his hand to get it.
DNC runs a story earlier this week.
Yeah.
The Ontario County Historical Society hired a new director. He's a younger guy. Looks like he's in his 30s. We know he's going to do great because you got to be a smart guy to have this job because he's wearing a bow tie, 2226,000, clothes that only smart people can pull off.
Bow tie guy.
Bow tie's one of them. Wes has got another one. He's on CMF. Hey, Wes, how are you, brother?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Cardigans and sweater vests.
Okay. Sweater vest? I'm going to agree with you on sweater vest. You got to be smart to pull off a sweater vest. Every douche wears a cardigan now.
Okay.
Because I'm not smart, and I have like four cardigans.
Oh, jeez.
Do you have a cardigan, Wes?
I do not.
Okay. Great call.
Great. Awesome.
But blue collar. Well, you got to be a blue collar guy with a cardigan. Everyone in Ireland, blue collar people, and they all own 7 cardigans. Wes, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Sweater vest.
All right.
Sleeveless sweater. Yeah. When's the last time you saw a dumbass in a sweater vest?
I'm trying to think of the last time I saw a sweater vest.
Are sweater vests
that's an old man looking move?
Yeah, I don't know any young guys that wear a sweater vest, but I will say the older guys I know that are regular sweater vest wearers, successful people.
Okay. So would you call it smart, though?
Yeah, I guess you'd have to be smart to get to where you are, right?
Is cardigan smart guy outfit?
Ooh, cardigan's all over the place.
Okay.
Cardigan is all over the place.
Yeah, there's very few things that you could wear that you'd say, oh, you're smart.
All right, we got some folks.
It's like a lab coat.
Well, but that's because you're going to you, stupid. Yeah, my wife has a coat that says Dr. Duffy on it. She's smart because she's wearing it, but you would. Let's talk to Justin. He's on CMF. Hey, Justin, how are you, buddy?
Good, guys. How you doing today?
Good. What do you got for us?
Hey, when I think something you wear makes you look smart, I think of a monocle.
A monocle? What do you hang out with, the railroad barons?
Well, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. Other than that, you know,
it's a half an eyeglass.
Where have you ever seen a monocle in person?
My great uncle used to wear one.
Really?
Years ago.
Yeah, and he also had a railroad watch, right?
What did your great uncle do that he wore a monocle?
He was retired from the British Army. World War II vet.
That's from the British Army?
That's the most on-brand reason you wear a monocle I've ever heard.
They used to give you one when you got discharged.
I think maybe that's why he wore it. He had a whole image going on with the mustache and the pipe. And he had a whole thing.
Justin, I wanted to make fun of you, but that that works perfectly. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Hey, have a great day, guys.
I would be disappointed if a British World War II vet was not wearing a monocle.
Yeah, true.
Right?
But if I saw a young guy wearing a monocle, I'm going, what is this?
Well, yeah. Because,
I mean, that's almost like a costume gag.
I agree with you.
And it doesn't make you smart. It just means you have bad eyesight in one eye.
All right, so to that
point. You couldn't afford the glasses.
To that point, there used to be a standard. You have to be smart to have these. Mm-hmm. It's changed over the last few years. Because glasses used to be a number one smart person accessory. But it feels like, and tell me if I'm wrong, over the last 10, 15 years, that's gone away. Because glasses became a fashion accessory.
Yeah.
And by the way, they advertise on TV. You can get like three of them in like 20 minutes of somebody's joints.
What does that have to do with
people? They make you smart.
Well, no, but like,
I mean, you can just buy them in bulk.
What?
You know, you didn't have to take a test initially, like a written test to get eyeglasses, right?
I don't know.
If you have bad eyes,
you can get them really fast, though, if you want to.
No, but it feels like, remember, Kimmy, when we were kids, like if a kid wore glasses in school, that was a smart kid. But it feels like everyone is wearing glasses. Yeah,
but they weren't smart, they just had bad eyesight. There were some dumbasses with glasses.
I didn't know a lot of dumb kids with glasses, though. I don't know now.
Because you just assumed they were smart.
Yeah,
did you really test them?
Well, no, but you were in class with them.
Yeah, but you knew who the idiots were.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you ever wear glasses? Well, you do wear glasses now. Did you wear them when you were a kid?
No.
Okay.
No.
So back when they were smart, you didn't wear them. Now that they're dumbass glasses, you do wear them.
Yes.
Point proven. 226,000 clothes that only smart people can pull off. So far we've got the bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the sweater vest. Those are the two universal ones. You were fighting for monogram shirt.
Yes.
Because you for you, money and success are the, or excuse me, money and intelligence are the same thing.
They seem to go hand in hand.
Not all the time.
Show me a dumbass with money. He ain't got it long.
I can, boom! Do you hear other radio shows in this town?
But he doesn't have a dollar of it.
He was, okay, fine. He still had it at one point. I bet he's got lots of shirts with W on it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Let's talk to Danny. He's on CMF. Hey, Danny boy. Oh, hold on. Hey, Danny boy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
So I have the perfect thing you could wear with your clothing. Not necessarily clothing, but you always wear it with your clothing. That if you wear it, you run the business. You're the man.
Okay, what is it? All right, what is it?
A phone clip on your belt.
No, that doesn't make you smart.
A phone
you
clip? Yeah.
Every yeah. jackass on Saturday
that makes
at
you
Home
everybody's
Depot.
Dad.
Yeah, like you're
every
an
fat
idiot.
Guy has that.
You are so important that you got to clip your phone to your belt for easy access, like a concealed carry firearm. You are running the show. There's no one who is unemployed right now and is living off the government who straps their phone to their belt. Only people running the show, foremen, these guys, they got their phones on their belt.
Counterpoint, every retired guy I've ever met who doesn't go to work clips their phone on their belt and nobody cares about
it. Yeah, both of my brothers
them.
Do.
Yeah.
They're retired from running the business, homie.
Homie.
Danny, this is the worst call we've ever taken. The worst call ever. Okay, Danny, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I have one that probably applies to women because I can't think of a dumb person I know who would wear one of these. I don't know a lot of people that wear them.
Mm-hmm.
But if I see a woman wearing like a brooch of some sort.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So that's like that high-end pin?
Yeah, like I think she has like some like important job or something.
That's
usually
a good one. Super high-end, stuck-up chick.
But is she smart?
Well, she was smart enough to find a guy to pay for that thing.
No, she could have got it herself.
Yeah, but, you know,
ooh.
He said, baby, go pick out something pretty for yourself.
Well, look at Jay. He's got a monogram shirt on when he's doing it. No, to your point.
No, I always think, like, she's, like, a high-ranking person or has some important job somewhere.
Every librarian I had in elementary school wore brooches every day. You got to be smart to be a librarian.
Yeah.
So what about high-end stuff for women, like, purses, shoes, all that doesn't count.
I mean, that's just high-end stuff.
Yeah, you can just have money. Yeah. It doesn't make you smart.
Neither does the brooch.
I think the brooch, I think that's a really good one on Kimmy's part.
Do women still wear them things? I ain't seen one.
How many, other than your wife, classy women
even
do you
TV,
hang out
you don't
with?
See big brooch chick. That sounds like old lady stuff.
Okay, so's bow tie.
Yeah.
Bow ties, old man stuff. That makes you smart. Sweater vest, old man stuff. Makes
so
you smart.
So if I see a couple coming down the street, young, bow tie, brooch, I didn't realize that's a smart couple.
That's a smart, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Or they got into their grandparents' closet.
We got a ton of Facebook messages coming in. I see you guys on hold. 222-6000. Facebook message comes in from Dan. He says, suits that don't fit tell me someone is smart. If they look slick in a tailored suit, they care too much and had too much time to get that made. All of the smartest professors I had at college and the brightest scientists I work with now wear boxy sport coats and suits they just buy off the rack.
So they look disheveled.
Too smart to care if it fits.
Okay.
That makes sense. All right. Ill-fitting suit makes you smart.
Really? I don't know.
Guy said all the best, smartest professors he had and the scientists he worked with, their suits don't fit.
You could be one of those people that, you know, looks disheveled, but I know you're working really hard and you're almost
a slob.
You're almost like too smart to concentrate on your clothes. I get that, but I also look at some people and think like you just borrowed your dad's suit. Okay. You know?
Now, there is one tell with high end men that they wear the same exact outfit every day.
Oh, that's a good one.
And because they don't want to think about it, they have other things on their mind. So you'll see like. Who ran Apple?
Steve Jobs.
So he wore that same outfit every day. Trump wears the same suit every day because they're busy and they don't want to think about it.
Okay. All right. But does busy equate to intelligence?
Yeah, that's why they're busy, because they got things to do.
No,
because people
idiot.
Say, hey, I need help. And they go, yeah, I can help you. I'm smart.
Bro, I'm busy every day. I'm not smart.
No, but if you're that level of dude where you're wearing the same suit, you don't wear a suit.
Okay.
I don't even know what the hell you call it you got on today.
Sweatshirt?
No, the whole outfit looks weird.
Sweatpants?
You look like one of those Olympians that got sent home.
Denise writes us on Facebook. Any man in a tuxedo looks smart.
Okay,
tuxedos
man, you're
are
going
classy.
To the play.
You're usually going. Like, if somebody showed up in a tuxedo here, I'd think they're an idiot.
And by the way,
we're tuxedo. Okay. What do you also got a martini and a cigarette holder? You're FDR.
And here's the thing: every man will wear a tuxedo at some point in their life.
Yeah, it's called a wedding full of idiots.
A tuxedo, no, shut up.
I've seen some of the stupidest, drunkest crap in the world in tuxedos.
All right, I got a good one. I got a really good one. We'll take one more call before we wind up to this. Sneaky one you rarely see, but if you see it, it makes you smart. Kimmy, you ready for this?
Ready.
Anything corduroy.
Oh, really?
Blazer, pants, shirt. I don't think you're allowed to buy corduroy without carrying at least a 3.7 GPA in college.
So that's like with elbow patches and stuff like that?
But they make full corduroy coats. They make full corduroy pants.
All right.
And I think dumb people, myself included, don't wear corduroy because we don't understand what it is.
It looks. I don't know what animal produces corduroy.
Yeah.
You don't know how to make it work, you're saying?
Well, no. I don't even know.
What do I match with this?
I don't even know what the material is. Like, is it khakis? Is it jeans?
No, I mean, I think it's from a corduroy.
What is a corduroy?
It's a small animal. It's like a mink. I think it's part of the mink family.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. I'm serious.
No,
they trap them.
Shut up. We don't understand corduroy, so we don't wear corduroy. That's why. So
I think they're made out of like prairie dog or something.
No, they're not.
We'll take one more call before we move on. 222-6000. Bow tie on guy who gets a new job out in Ontario County. It's a smart guy job. He's going to do great because any man that wears a bow tie has to be smart. The clothes that make you smart. Pat's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Patty, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Good, good. Tommy kind of stole some of my thunder here, but Harris tweed coat with elbow patches.
Okay, that's like the stereotypical 80s college professor movie.
That's kind of what the corduroy and the disheveled look is, too. The professor really looks kind of shabby chic.
No, but when's the last time you saw a guy in a tweed jacket with leather patches on his
elbow? How many times am I walking around college?
Me.
Wait, so Pat, hold on.
Pat's a smart dude.
Pat,
I know Pat.
I like Pat. Yeah. I like you a lot.
Pat's a sharp guy. He's going places.
Yeah, I've got a Harris tweed with the leather elbow patches. It's a nice dress jacket, and it makes me feel smart when I put it on. It may not be, but...
Okay, well, then you're not smart, Pat. That's what I mean. You can't be a call up the show and be like, oh, I'm so smart. This is what I wear. Check my poetry out. I'm Pat. Pat, terrible call, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Okay,
have a good rest of the day.
What if you have one of them fancy gold pens in your pocket?
Oh, my God. Again, money does not equal intelligence.
Well, you're saying brooch. That's just an article of... You know, you attach to yourself.
But I look at that as more art. Like, those brooches are ornate.
I'm talking like those cross gold-plated pens.
That's
They're not,
not
cheap.
Art. Okay, again, art. They're not cheap. Art costs money.
It's gold is art. If you weren't gold, you weren't art.
I would think if you have a gold pen in your pocket, you're dumb because you spent money on a gold pen.
What about pinky ring?
No, that's Italian.
No. It means you're connected.
No, when I look at those mob guys that wear pinky rings, intelligence.
Hey, they all make captain.
Take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.